Now, friends, as we come today to the 23rd chapter of the book of Acts, you'll recall last time we saw Paul had gone up to Jerusalem. There's always been some controversy, difference of opinion about whether he should have gone or not, or at least whether he was in the will of God. I contend he was entirely in the will of God. And I think as we move on, that again and again, it'll just pop out that this man's in the will of God. Now, it's true he's been arrested, and it's true that he's having a pretty rough time. Now, when we come to the 23rd chapter, we find that he now is arrested in Jerusalem. And the Roman captain who had arrested him, put him in prison, was just going to beat him. But when he found out he was a Roman citizen, he refrained from that. And he was amazed to find that Paul was a Hebrew, that he spoke Greek, and he was a Roman citizen. He certainly was a cosmopolitan man, this man Paul. Now, the Sanhedrin, the religious rulers, wanted to try him. And so Paul makes a futile attempt here to explain his position and his conduct to the Sanhedrin. And the Lord encourages Paul, and then we see the plot to murder Paul, and that causes him to be removed to Caesarea for trial before Felix. Now let's move into this area here, for it's a remarkable section. We're following actually a travelogue, and it's a thrilling account. And I trust that as you go along, you can see the hand of God in the life of this man. And the same one that moved in the life of Paul wants to move in your life and my life today. That's the glory and wonder of it all, friends, that right down here where you and I walk in a commonplace way, in one way we are living a very humble existence. Many of us today, we have a very simple routine of life, and yet God is concerned and interested in us, and God wants to give us that leading and guiding that you and I need today in the complexities that face us in our contemporary culture. And believe me, we need those today. There's no question that we need God today on the scene. Now, a great many people go to extremes. They are trying to have some great emotional, revolutionary experience. Now, I don't think you'll have that. You might have, but I doubt whether you will. But it's by simple faith that you come to Christ and you trust Him and you walk with Him, and He'll give you leading and guiding and direction.